Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey you guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars. A quick warning, there is some occasional coarse language, so if you are around sensitive ears or are easily offended, move along to another Steel Wars episode. This is not the podcast you are looking for.
I got a call from Brian again, actually, on my... I said, Tom, it's Brian. Oh, hey, Brian, it's my birthday. Are you wishing me happy birthday? He went, no, just to say, you're not in Star Wars. Happy birthday. The creature I'd gone in and been measured for, they went, we need somebody thinner than you. I was like, so suddenly my life...
You're out of a job, fatso!
Yeah, I was like, my it was like, at least my comedy show, Too Fat for Star Wars. I'm not, so for listeners at home, I'm not that fat, but they... but
you wear a size small apron.
Yeah, right. But really, they needed like very tall people or very small people or super. The skinnier you are, the more that they can build up. So the more of you there is, the less that they then can craft. Mm-hmm. You know, they've got like, so like an average height, average built person is sort of the worst person they need. And so there was a terrible 3 months when I just was like, I am too fat for Star Wars. And it was the day the cast photo dropped. So, you know, the black and white photo.
I'm aware of it.
Yeah, yeah. Google it if you've not seen it still. And I remember thinking, oh, I was so close to being in Star Wars. And then I got a call back saying, Brian called me, how are you about walking on your knees? I was like, again, is this Star Wars, Brian? Or are you...
That sounds like...
Fetch the apron.
That sounds like a very LA casting.
Yeah, I know, yeah. How much do you want this, kid? Show me you.
We need thin young men on their knees with deep throats.
Yeah. Oh, you've made it dirty. I wasn't. I wasn't going there at all. And I went, I'll do that, of course. And so I was very lucky. I got back in to do another creature. The now everybody's favourite creature, Prashy.
Is Prashy short? I didn't even notice he was on his knees.
Yeah,
Does everyone know who Prashy is?
Of course. There's a lot of people nodding, a lot of fans, a couple of people. For the people at home, a couple of people have come dressed as Prashy.
Shout out to the Prashites.
Yeah. There's a couple of people, a Cratinus, Prashy's twin brother. I can tell the difference. So shout out for the Abjurians in the crowds.
So Prashy's like one of the gamblers.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
he's got
exactly.
A big grin.
Right. So the scene. Yeah. So I mean, I mean, we're ringing this, aren't we? I'm getting an hour out of a guy's in it for a second, but I tell you, it was a good second. yeah, it's that bit where there's two people like playing a gambling game, basically, and one of them goes like, ha, 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 ha. "That's Cratinus. I don't need to tell you guys. Prashy is me. I'm the one who's like, oh, I lost again. There you go." But it was, yeah, you didn't know who, because it wasn't like an acting job, there wasn't an audition, you were kind of put, you were given whatever you were given. And then to actually, yeah, so just very quickly, we were supposed to be short. We had shoes on our knees when we did the classic shoes on knees thing.
Practical effects, guys.
Yeah. And we had to like practice like walking with shoes. It was pretty ridiculous. And then, in the end, they went, just sit at a table. Like, oh yeah, that's better. We spent days and days practicing walking on our knees. In my head, I was like, I got to get this down because Star Wars. I got to get good at walking on my knees because Star Wars. And then we just sat at a table, which was better. But so that's a fact fan. The interesting to see a few people in the crowd now changing their crashy cosplay, moving their shoes up to their knees. But we had, so to actually get in, because they built more than they needed. So we were very lucky that our creature made it on screen. In fact, there was lots of brilliant, amazing people who were in amazing stuff, and they just couldn't fit it all in.
They were standing on their elbows.
Oh, goodness me, I tell you. Everybody picked one part of their body to move on. And in fact, I didn't even know that we'd made it in until it came out. I was in Australia, in fact. I was in Melbourne, Australia, which is you'll have heard of. Mm. And and I didn't know I was going to be in Melbourne, and I was out there, and I couldn't get tickets for the first day. And there was a cast screen, but I couldn't go to it because I was in Australia. And so the first I found out was people were like, I think we saw you. I think we saw you. There's a guy laughing, and I was like, yes! What a moment. Because you don't know if you're going to be in.
Yeah.
So that was, you can imagine. That was, you know, a year and a half later. I was like, you've got it. 1 second of screen time. You just... But it was worth it, man.
But what a second.
Yeah, it was worth it. And that was a great thing. Everybody on that shoot and all the creature effects people were just fans. And people were going mad. To even have been there was good enough, but a second of screen time, you felt like a king. Mm.
So what was it like on set? How many days were you filming Prashy?
For that, it was 8 days on set to get that little bit because...
You sound really hard to work with.
Yeah. I wasn't going to do it unless everything was just right. Harrison was often in my eye line.
Make eye contact with Prashy, Harrison.
Well, great. This is the key guy. No, just because they had to shoot so much in the castle, and obviously if you were a creature, you had to be there all the time. So there was just days and days. And then we sort of shot the whole thing once. And then, it was when Harrison had, I call him Harrison. This is Harrison Ford, the actor.
Dick.
when he'd hurt his leg, so he couldn't, his stand-in was there. So they were doing lots of, like, Harrison walking from behind or his foot. And so then they reshot the whole thing when he was there.
Ah, okay.
And then they were like, let's throw in some more aliens as well. So it was days and days and days. And we were next to a fire pit, like a genuine fire. I mean, they really used real effects in this movie still. So it's pretty hot.
They burnt all the corpses of the dogs.
The dogs, yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's good. It's sort of reincorporated. So what was it like on set?
Yeah.
Let me tell you what it was like working on the set of Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens. It was just a great experience to be. You know, JJ made it such a joy. I did speak to JJ once he came over, and he did make a real point of talking to all the aliens. He was like, so good you're here, so great. And I just blurted something damn out like, I look like I'm in a cafe. And he was like, what? I was like, I look like I'm in a cafe? He went, yeah. And left. And then I was then 8 days just stuck in this latex mask thinking, what a dick. What a dick thing to say. I look like I'm in a cat. What? No. I was like, you should have been like, hey, JJ, want to play our game? Roll the stuff. You lose. I'm a cool character. Get me back.
Yeah, you've really got the theater of the mind going.
Yeah.
You're in this giant set that they've painstakingly built. There's Harrison Ford's over there. There's dogs burning in the corner.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, flat white, thanks.
What is that? What are you saying? No, I just, because I'm at a table, I just, I don't know, JJ, I'm sorry. Yeah, so there was just a lot of sitting there. So that was most of my time, I sat there getting very hot and sweaty, thinking I've said the wrong thing to JJ Abrams.
But you said the creature work is, you didn't want to do it anymore because it's quite arduous. But when you're on the set of a Star Wars sequel, one of the most awaited films of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Does the mask not weigh as much?
it was definitely true that you just... It was such a great set, and the whole thing was... You looked around and you went... You just kept... And I the whole time I had my mate, D, who was the other brother, who was just fantastic to work with, because he just didn't drop character for ages. And he just kept feeling like, we are in Star Wars. That's what every time you got a bit tired, you're a bit like, oh, I could really, you're like, Star Wars. Mm. You're the Kylo Ren hitting your leg. It's Star Wars, guys, wake up, we're doing this. But it was sort of, and then when the camera finally came around and they went, let's get a hero shot on these two, because I quite like these two guys.
Oh, hero.
Yeah, that's what they call it, hero shot. And I was like, thanks, DJ. thanks so much. You're like, okay, don't screw this up. Don't screw this up. And obviously, immediately, we couldn't. Everything we were doing went out the window when we were like knocking the table over and we were like falling over. But it was, yeah, exactly. You looked around and you were like, this is Star Wars. And we didn't have, a lot of people had earpieces in because you couldn't hear. In the costumes, a lot of them had like animatronics or you were really encased. Ours wasn't too bad. I mean, we could actually, a lot of people couldn't see, a lot of people could barely breathe. And it was one of our very rare heat waves. We filmed this, so people were really struggling. But they had earpieces in, so you could always hear the actors. So people, I didn't get them, but people said they were just sort of trapped inside a giant, whatever it was, just kind of listening to Harrison Ford banter. And you were like, this is incredible. Like, this is fine.
To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.